I just want to learn the Tysis. I'm a Pasha to you. Let's go. Can you sit down, please?
Right. Is it possible that we have a Pasha Chabura?
We Paskin!
Huh? Is it possible that there's a Pasha Chabura?
What does that mean?
Like Chabura Baden.
Where?
In the Gemara and Pevov.
No, what are you? I'm not asking for Ukimtas. The Kaimalona, Aloch Grablos are begitting. We pass like our blazer. Zok the Heilige Tysis. Bishum de Meira Hocha begitten. Not good getten. The Gemara said that we pass like our blazer begitten, but don't assume that that just is inferring only getten. Avalocha kamois after Shar Shars. The MS is we pass like him like Shar Shars also. Afal Gab de Chola Meroi de Lakamon Sober Grablazer Dafka begitten. Even though there are many Amaroim. Later on in Pevov and Beis that debate this very topic. Kaimalon Kishmuel Bedini de Polik Lakamon. We pass like Shmuel that holds Afishar Shtaris. Good. Void the Perik Zeboirer. And also by Perik Zeboirer. Kabe Mastanza Dabachas. See my letter. He said there were two brother in laws that signed. Kamar Abyeis Zil Akne Beidem Messirik Arbalazer. Uporach Labai. And Abai asked there, Ba'amar Abo the Mother of Lazar Mizuy Vitokashu Apostle. Mashma, the Rabbi Yosef, Abaye, Dava Basroi, later Amaroim, Saber Karbalozer. So you see that the Velt holds like Karbalozer by Shar Shtaris. Because there was Shar Shtaris. Ubepirkanami, Amarabo, Aishtar Parso, the Master Nile, Bapi, Sadi, Yisro, Magbinan Bey, Mibne Chor, Lafich. Oh, fine. So you see, Lamaise, Zoktoisis, in the first few lines, don't sell me a bag of goods, we pass like Karbalozer. Not just in getting an hour, Gemara is lav dafka. Ulefichach, tzarech lizor sheyedei mesir b'shas nesinas aget. What? I know. What? So Ike was kvetching to you like, what do you mean tzarech lizor, right? What's tzarech lizor, right? What do you mean? That's the din. That's what you need. So what do we say, Rabbi Yisai? Tyson is coming to Bavorn who? Tyson knows the Rif. Tyson Bavorn in the Rif. He says, don't sell me other chidushim that what? There might be another Mahalach in Rabbi Lozer. It's not true. But you know what bothers me, Rabbi Say? Even that, I like that. That's Tzarech Lizar, right? As a cyclic, you with me? That's a Tzarech Lizar. That explains the Tzarech Lizar. Because there were other versions of Rabbi Lozer. But you know what bothers me, Abrams? You know what bothers me? What does that have to do with the Hakdama of Tyson? Like, split up the Tysis. You want to deal with Halacha Karbalazar Begitten or Lav Dafka Gitten? That's a great discussion. Let's make that a Dibra Maso. Can you imagine, like, if Tysis would have ended there, like, you guys would have been like, oh, yeah, I nailed that Tysis. Yeah, it's a straight up Tysis. You probably say, is it Dafka or Lav Dafka? That's it. Nothing fancy, no cheshma. I get dominated that Tysis. Why do you have a Laficha? What's the hook? What's the connection? Question number one. Well, if you talk lizar she ate the mesir b'shas to see this again, the inu karsi, because they are what cuts and severs the connection of the marriage. The leko sham ate the mesira ena migu reshes. Afal gav diike ede chasima. V'loi mahani ede chasima. Aye. So why are there ede chasima? How does this know there are ede chasima? Because there's a Gemara on Lamed Vav that tells us there's a takana to put, like he's about to say, to put ede chasima on the shtar. V'loi mahani ede chasima, and ede chasima are only beneficial. Shem yamusu ede mesiru yelch lehem lemedina sayam. Shetinose al yedei ede chasima. The mistama be'echsher nase. Kedamrina basher leach lamid vav. Loitzucha el rabbos damre ede chasima kar ede mesir karzi. Kedam rabban ede chasima. Dezin the demais isadi inami dazlem des hayam. So what does it say? It says and that which we have a takona on lamid vav. Everyone knows. I'm going quickly because everyone knows what I'm talking about. That which we have a takona lamid vav. That what? that you should require signatures even according to Rabbi Elazar? That's not to tell you Rabbi Elazar is different than what I'm telling you. It's not that Eidei Mesira alone are the only thing that's Karasi. It's just a raya and a chazaka that everything was done properly. And I now can marry with this shtar even if I don't have the physical Eidim around. That was the takono. Lafuke, Rabbi, say what? Rishonim that learned the Gemara in Ksubas Lamed Vav to mean what? Say in unison, Rabbi, say. Shitas Arif that broke a raya from that Gemara that the takona to have signatures on the get is a proof that what? Eide Chasima Karsi. Even within Rabbi Elazar. Zokter Rif, why? Because otherwise it's going to end up being a kilkul. Right? I'm just speaking out the Rishonim. Otherwise it's going to be a kilkul because now you're going to come to rely on Chasima alone. And then what takona is that? You mamish ruined my kids by making such a takona. Elamai. It's a raya that you can rely on these chos. Tosfos says that's not the pshat. Tosfos says the pshat is that you're just using it as a proof, but not that the chasimas are karsi, but if they were signing mistama, they would have checked out that everything was done properly and you had physical Eidei Mesira there. Two totally divergent ways to learn the Gemara and Lamed Vav. Someone had a kasha. I'm learning this pshat in the Gemara Lamed Vav, everybody say. Who had a kasha? I'm learning this pshat in the Gemara Lamed Vav, that it's just like places to say that it's a chazaka to tell you that everything was done properly. Who else said this pshat of a chazaka to tell you that everything was done properly, everybody say? Who said that? Rabbeinu Ephraim. And what? Someone jumped on the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Does anyone remember who jumped on the Rabbeinu Ephraim? What? The Ram. Excellent. What did Ron say, Hebra? What did Ron say? What kind of chazaka is that?
Chazaka, because your signature's there, the stoma, everything was done properly.
What did Ron say? Atu! Atu! Kol de Megarish, the Beidina Megarish! What that mean, Rabbi Isaac? Anyone who what? Divorces his wife, he does it in a bezdin with fracks and long beards and hats. And full Shulchan Aruch of Eben Ezer. I divorced my wife. I do it in a bodega. What's the whole ceremony? So Memelo Zok the Ran. What's his kasha, Rabbi Yisai? The Ran speaks it out clearly. What does he say, Rabbi Yisai? I'm just collecting all the sheets, putting the sugya together like I told you I wanted to do. So what did the Ran say? Obviously the Baal, how can you depend on it? Because the Baal is sometimes a... An Amoritz, thank you. An Amoritz, you ever hear of such a thing? Balbatim sometimes are Amoratzim. Right? Hopefully not in this year. Rabbi Isai. So you might not know what that you need Eidei Mesira. Good? Yeah? What's so funny? Chevra! Chevra! Zochtichzam Seifer, listen to this. Taflu Efel, it's Alfei Chesed Bezov. Zochtichzam Seifer, how's Tosis going to refute the Ran's Kasha on the Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is Lamaisa, a Kasha on Tosis? Zochtichzam Seifer. Lefichach, 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 Yerbalem Torah Mitzvies. Zochtosis, that's lefichach, Zochtichzam Seifer. Tosis starts with a Hagadoma, Jeremy. Tosis starts with a Hagadoma. He says, I'm starting this Tosis telling you the following. By the way, in Kol HaToyre Kula Shar Shtoris, everything, everybody knows what? Rabbi Elazar is Eidei Mesira. Zoktach Sam Soifer, Memela, don't say that this Amoritz is not going to know. Because he does business. He did a real estate deal yesterday. If he did business and he did a real estate deal yesterday, how was his shtar cutting the karka? How did he transfer that property? He must know that what? Eidei Mesira, karsi. Zoktoisis, to be makdim, don't ask me that maybe to be Dina Megarish. Toisis was warning the what? Zoktoch Sam Sefer.
Tosis was warning the Ram's kasha on the Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is a kasha on Tosis. That's why you can have a chazoka over here. And all I'm involved is a chazoka to tell me that there were actually the Eidim there. Geschmack! Every word of Tosis, everybody says it's a garment. It's sewn together.
Weiter. Lefichach. Now, Rabbi, things get a little complicated. Because now, yeah.
Sorry.
No problem.
The Ran
had a kasha on anyone who holds that the Gemara on Lamed Vav is just a chazaka to tell you that what? That there must have been Edi Masira there. It's not that the Edi Chasima are actually shafting the shtar. But Edi Chasima is enough of a raya for the woman to get married. That you can now assume that there were Edi Masira there. Freck the Ran on that, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Lamaisa Toisvis, I'm saying, maybe the guy's an Amoritz, maybe he doesn't know that Edim is Sira Karsi. Otu, does everyone who gets divorced, he's a Baki in Rabbi Elazar Meir and Shas and Paiskim? Zok the Chasam Sefer, exactly what the Toisvis wanted to be mocked him, and therefore channels this and transfers over to Lefichach that he knows from his business deals. Because we paskin like Rabbi Elazar in Gan Shas, also by Shar Shtars. So he knows it. So the chazaka is something that you can rely on. Therefore, I can learn Lamed Vav the way I want to learn Lamed Vav. And you don't have a raya like the riff from Lamed Vav. Yeah.
Is it possible to read Midnation along instead of like reading it as like a secondary thing where Adam was signing on the get, and that's in addition to the Adam and Sira, could it be kind of read as its own thing? But since I'm always don't necessarily know possibly like Rabbi Elazar, and essentially, if it was a perfect world and everyone knew halacha, Edim Asir would be the only okay thing. But since we have these cases of Amaritim, we allow the Tikkun Olam to have Edim Asim alone.
How is that a Tikkun Olam?
Because Amaritim don't know the halacha of Edim Asir.
But do you rely on Edim Asim? I don't understand.
No, it's like a kula that you're allowed to rely on it because people aren't going to know the halacha.
So you're making Mamzerim?
No, it's allowed.
It's not. I hold Edim Asir. I can't. Tikkun Olam can't uproot Dinam Deraisa. That's being Matir Neshes Ish. How do you have the ability? You're a rabbi. How do you have the ability to change the word of God? God told you the way to divorce is like this. You generations later want to say, oh, Tikkun Olam. What Tikkun Olam is that?
Same thing you did with the loners. Your rabbi.
No, that's Hefker Bezen Hefker. You can't do that in the world of Isser Vehetter. Ein Koyach Lachachamim Lachar Dobim Natoyer Bishkuv Ve'ese. Gemara and Yevamas Tatsadi. That's out of the jurisdiction of the rabbis. That's going to create a mamzer. Not allowed to do that.
Just have one question. So the whole reason that the beginning of Tosfos goes, like as the argument, if we hold by Rabbi Elazar by
Shar Shtaris, and then channels it into here.
Only to tell us that an Amma Arts would know.
Yeah, that's what the Chasam Sofer learns. Yeah, okay. That's the Lefichah. Good. Okay. And that's the transfer, and that sets up his Pshat Lamed Vav. Mamisha song. This is you should play on the radio.
And does the riff say that we? I forgot if he says that we hold by Rabbi Elazar by Shar Shtaris only by Gittin.
It's a debate in the riff. He says by Gittin, but then the Ram. Yeah, he says by Gittin. You're right, but the Ramban thinks it's Lav Dafka. But yeah, right. Good. Rabbi Isai, but then Tosfos says, but I have a bomb riot to this. Right, Tosfos really only brings one riot to his shita. He just has a pshat in Lamed Vav. The riff brought two rayas. Pei Vav by Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, and this Gemara in Lamed Vav, which Tosfos clearly is not learning like that. But Zokta to the riff, Zokta Tosfos, sorry, the Chain Mashma, and I also think that my shita of Rabbi Elazar only being Edim Asira, and that's only Edim Asira. You need physical edim. Why? Because the Gemara there talks about a person, two people who sent two gittim, which may say Sham, and they have the same name, Vinis Arvu, and they got mixed up. Noisin Shtein Lazu, Shtein Lazu. We give both of them to each of them. Ukamer Gemara, the like Rabbi Elazar. This wall got so much thinner. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was like not Gecheshbon.
No.
Because the gray piece is just underneath. They separated in the morning for
sure. Yeah, the walls.
The low Rabbi Lozer. Mishum dulo yadei the mesir b'hai minayu megarshe. Does that bother you guys also or just me?
We get two shears at once.
Not here. Hope you understand this one a little better. B'hai minayu megarshe. Zok the Gemara. According to Rabbi Lozer, you don't. It doesn't work. It holds eid the mesir kar. See why? Because you don't know the lo yadei b'hai minayu megarshe. Right. This was Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right. Everyone good? Aval Rabbi Meir. Nicha. But according to Rabbi Meir, that you don't need Edim Asiro. So then what? The Edim signed the right shtar. So give both of them to both, and then you're fine. Bitzarach Loimar Dimim Mishulashim Airi. And by the way, says Taisvis, obviously it has to be talking about a case if there are two Yosef Ben Shimons. Everybody knows that what? If there are two Yosef, if it's Huchsiku, two Yosef ben Shimons, everybody knows that there are two Yosef ben Shimons in that town, then what? You must have what? Something signaling which get goes to which, because what? You need Muchach Mitocho. Everybody agrees to that, right? What's the answer to that? Absolutely not. That's not true. Who doesn't agree with that, right? Rabbi Yisai. Rashi, the Rajba, right? But Tosfos happens to hold like that. So I asked you guys right now, is Tosfos just like trying to score? Is this like a commercial? Is this like a campaigning for a candidate in Georgia? Is that what's going on over here? Like, by the way, I'm just campaigning that like you have to hold the Muchach Mitocho, so like I'll stop it in wherever I can. Is that what Tosfos is doing? That's the way. Is that what we're going to learn Tosfos, everybody say? Why is this relevant? Why does this have anything to do with the topic at hand?
Maybe you think that you don't follow Rabbi Elazar.
What?
Maybe you think from this Gemara you don't follow Rabbi Elazar. You follow Rabbi Meir.
The Gemara does say, the Gemara going only according to Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Elazar.
Maybe if you look at this part of the Gemara and see that maybe you'll think that we only follow Rabbi Meir. We don't follow
I'm asking, why does the fact that Mishulashim and Muchach Mitocho is a din that's true according to Rabbi Meir also? So this does not prove anything, Lagabe Hishaila, of whether or not Rabbi Lozer could rely on Eidei Chasima.
He says Rabbi Meir Dafka.
The Gemara says Rabbi Meir Dafka. Yeah. So I'm saying, well, this seems to be superfluous. This is another psul. I got it. I'll rely on Tosfos on Chav Daled for that. I'll rely on Tosfos on Beis and Beis going on to give him an Aleph. We'll talk about that when it's relevant. Like, don't tell. Oh, also, by the way, it should also be Ksav Shaloy Yachol Is Dayif. Like, Shkoyach. You don't have to add the whole Maseches Gittin in every argument. It's irrelevant. Or not. But then what's Tosfos Rai or Rabbi Yisai? Then he just says, Kedamrina Breish Kolaget, he proves, on Chav Dalad on Beis his Chiddish, Gabikos of the Garis of Gadol, Vila, Rabbi Lozer, Sagabedich. Oh, so that you need what? Muchach Mitocho. That's all in parentheses, Rabbi Yisai. Lechora has nothing to do with the conversation at hand. But what's Tosfos Raya? The Eiler of Lozer Sagi Be'edei Chasima. Amayloi Asik Rabbi Lozer. What do you mean? Why did the Gemara assume over there that it can't be according to Rabbi Lozer, the case of the mix-up of the two gets? Why are we saying it's good according to Rabbi Meir? Because what? Even though the Mesira is lacking, what? You still have the Chasima according to Rabbi Meir. Right? And I don't care about Muchach Mitocho. I don't understand why you had that in. But we'll have to talk about that later. But fundamentally, the Gemara is just saying that you have Chasima, and Chasima is good. We don't care about the actual Mesira press, right? But if you hold what? If you hold what? That Rabbi Lozer holds, like what? That, I heard something Taisa says. There might be a shita out here that says, according to Rabbi Lozer, Eidei Chasima also works. So then you're up to shlug from that Gemara. Bam Raya from that Gemara. Everyone hear the Kasha?
No.
No? Taisa's Kasha? No. What? According to Rabbi Lozer, why can't you just say it's talking about a case where you're relying on the Eidei Chasima according to the Rif? Just like Rabbi Meir.
Does the Gemara not say that Abai says that really could be?
No, no, I don't want to. The whole Kasha is in Rabbi Yirmiyah. The whole Tosfos is not addressing Abai. I don't want to get to Abai.
You say he didn't hold like.
No. Tosos kasha is within Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Rabbi Yirmiyah makes no sense. What? That's Tosos kasha. You don't like Tosos kasha? I'm sorry, but that's Tosos kasha. It's a bomb kasha. He says from that line of the Gemara, what you're saying, the riff is only Lafi Abaye, not Lafi Rabbi Yirmiyah.
I'm saying no. that Gemara could be a question.
That every Gemara has to be read the way Rabbi Lazar Shita is understood. And that's not the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Abaye. So Memela, Tosis says Akasha, I prove from you over there that obviously Rabbi Lazar does not have a window and an option of what? Of Ekti Chasimah. So don't give me any other Pshatim Rabbi Lazar. That's a bomb Raya. Everyone chapped the Raya Rabbi side. The Gemara says, according to Remeir, it's glatt. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's not glatt. You know why? Because according to Rabbi Lazar, you need Eidei Mesira, and according to Remeir, Eidei Chasima, so you're fine. But if according to the Rif, what? Rabbi Lazar also can rely on Eidei Mesira Chasima, so why can't the Gemara also go in the glory of Rabbi Lazar? Bam Kasha! Shoot. How's the Rif going to defend himself? How's the Rif going to defend himself from this Kasha? You have a Gemara paid up against the Rif.
What do you mean, the Ron?
The Ron says that the Eidei Mesira are the Eidei Mesira, but if they when they sign the get, if they're not going to know when what happened during the time of the Mesira, then the time they signed it isn't good enough. Like isn't a good Mesira.
Tosis missed the boat. Tosis dropped the ball. Tosis misunderstood the Rif Shita. Why do Eidei Chasima work according to the Rif, Zochtaran, Rabboisai? Because what? Because the Eidei Chasima? What? Let's go Rabbi Ifras Bahala. Pop up! Which means, in effect, what do you have over here, Zochtaran? You have Eidei Mesira. Memela, if you would have a Chisaron in this get, if there were actual physical Eidei Mesira, so you're also going to have the chisaron also when you're going to have this fancy type of Eidei Mesira. Whatever is going to be a chisaron in classical Eidei Mesira, because you hold, the Nesina has to be Lishma, and the Eidim have to witness that, so that's going to be true also when those Eidei Mesira are what? Coming out of Eidei Chasima. And even if you take the Mahalach of the Avnei Melur, Rabbi Yisai, that it's an Anan Tzadi, and we are all the Eidei Mesira, Rabbi Yisai. We are all the Eidei Mesira on what? On a Mesira that's good, according to Rabbi Lazar. But at the end of the day, even the Rif's pshat is what? Is that the Eidei Chasime are no better than what? Than a classic what? Eidei Mesira. So Memela, that's why I'm going to have a divergence and a difference between who? Rabbi Lazar versus Rabbi Meir. And you're not going to say what? That, oh, Rabbi Lazar is moided to Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasime karsi. But Jonah says, wait a second, that's only true according to the Ran. Am I right? No. Shoot! Yeah. Can I finish? 1 second? Give me 1 second. Yeah.
Wouldn't that only make sense if the Ran didn't learn the Gemara like the Ran?
Yes.
The Ran learns the Gemara like the Ran.
He does? How do you know that?
Because I look at the Ran.
With Ran on...
Chedushi
Aran. Chedushi Aran. So it doesn't only make sense. But, right, but that's a Raya against it. Meaning, you're right. I would have said that the Ran doesn't need to learn the Rabban. But I don't have a problem that the Ran learns like the Rabban. So I'm asking to you. It would have been more geschmack if he said like I said. But Rabbi Yisai, who clearly can hold like this? Which is what Jonah's saying. Rabbi Yisai, which is even more geschmack. Who clearly can hold like this, Rabbi Yisai? If you hold what? Pshat in the Rif is what, Rabbi Yisai? Sing it with me. If you hold pshat in the Rif is what? Eidei Chasi, Eidei Mesira. So what's the word? Af Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira Nami Karsi. If you hold like slap shots of Rabbi Yisai, so then Tois says what? Then Tois says has a great kasha. Then Tosfos could ask, wait, Rabbi Lazar also holds the track of Rabbi Meir? So now I have a problematic Gemara on Pei Vav.
Isn't he asking through the on the pop-up?
No. He's just asking from that Gemara. Yeah, I respond like the pop-up. Rabbi Isai. But if you hold what? Everyone with me. If you hold that what? That the pshat in the rib is that what? Like Rabbeinu Ephraim asked. Where does it say af? Where does it say nami? What do we call this shita, Rabbi Isai? The two tracks. Which is what Tosfos is saying. So then Memela Pevav is what? Is Takashver. Because Rabbi Lozer should have been made in that sugya what? And should have been talking about a case where it was what? Eide Hasim and it's Lekule Alma. Rabbi Sai, listen to what Jonah just said. It's Ma'oid Geshmak. Basically, I'm asking, if you hold like the Ramban, how are you going to answer for the rip of Jehovah? The Gemara Pevav says it doesn't work according to Rabbi Lozer. Why not? If Eide Hasim will work and that track works in Rabbi Lozer, and there's a second track, so then why would the Gemara entertain that on Pevav? And it should have been good. Also according to Rabbi Lozer. What's the teretz, Rabbi Yisai? Sammy, what's the teretz? I don't think you need to say that. I think you could say better than that. Rabbi Yisai, how could you answer, Rabbi Yisai? Oh! If anyone remembers, at the first day of the sugya, I introduced a Ramban in the Chidushim on that Gemara that had an entirely different pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't speaking about a chisaron within the Eidim. The Gemara was saying within Rabbi Lozer, who darshins the psukim of the Kosav, that it needs to be lishma, that the actual ksivas haget needs to be lishma, that shita of Rabbi Lozer also will darshin that the nesina of the get has to be lishma. If the nesina of the get also has to be lishma, there's a problem with this husband who's giving a get to his wife in an invalid way, according to his shita. Masha Ein came, the Gemara was saying, according to a mayor that learns the kosav as v'chosam, and not to be talking about anything earlier in the get, so then you're never going to derive this halacha of Rabbi Yirmiyah that nesina has to be lishma. So let him give two getin and not know which get goes to who. What is the rather Ramban neutralized, Rabbi Yisai? And I brought a raya from the Girsa of the Ramban himself. The issue is not the lo yadi ha'edim. It's not the Lashon Rabban the lo yadi. But rather, the Ramban says, the lo yadia. The husband doesn't know. The Megarish doesn't know. It's felt and a chisaron in the what? In the Maisig Edishin. That it needs to be lishma. If that's pshat in that Gemara, don't ask me any kashas and don't prove anything about how Edis works. If Edi Mesira only or Edi Chasima only, yeah, there might be two tracks. But guess what? Rabbi Lozer has certain drushas in Psukim. According to the Ramban, this Gemara in Gittin on Pevav is a remarkable Gemara that I would have put in the beginning of Mesech's Gittin. You know, Shechter says that you can learn Gittin all year and you never actually learn what a get is until you get to the last parak or how you're Megarish a wife. That's the way the Shas was set up. You have to learn everything. Sorry. L'maisa, Rabbi Yisai, that's a pretty fundamental Gemara about what's required in the Maisa Gerish and the way the Ramban sets it up. But Rabbi Yisai, l'didon for our sugya, im kain, the sugya works like a charm. Now, Jonah's pointing out that it would have been more geshmak if the Ran didn't learn like that, because then we would have said the Ran's l'shitoso and his abona the rif. But it's not a problem that the Ran happened to bin moida to the Ramban's pshat in that Gemara. But whatever you say, Rabbi say, what we do need and we're pushed against the wall is the Ramban has to have an alternate pshat in that Gemara in order to defend his mahalach within the rif, that there are two distinct tracks, and therefore don't ask me any kashas from the Gemara because you misunderstood that Gemara. So what Tosfos assumed in the Gemara and Gittin Pevav, that it's halach in the Edim, is not true the way the Ramban learns it, and that's how that raya falls. But even within the Ran, we're saying that once you understand that the Eide Chasima become the Eide Mesira, perhaps you can answer Tosfos raya as well. Weiter. My regret expresses them Yeah, Jeremy.
Maybe just clarify how the Omni will respond to understand the pop-up shot with the Anand Sadi.
Even if you have an Anand Sadi, an Anand Sadi is no better than physical aiding. If there's a problem with physical aiding that they need to see a Maisa Gerishin, that's clear. So then we as the world have to be able to witness that as well. So that's the way it's going to work. Now, Rabbi Isai, this is where things get a little tricky. Because what I'm assuming right now is that Tosfos, when presenting the Rif Shita, which version of the Rif Shita was Tosfos? If I wanted to glean from Tosfos the opinion that he doesn't hold of, which is the Rif. But how did he learn Pshat in the Rif? What? The Ramban. That's what I was saying, right? That's what I would say for this line. However, there is a stipler that the stipler argues with me. And he takes another part of Tosfos and he says, you see from Tosfos the pshat of the Ran of the Rif. And that's the answer, my kasha, that I asked you. Why is Tosfos bringing in the inyan of Meshulashim and the inyan of Muchach Mitochel? That might be true, but absolutely irrelevant. Again, Rabbi Yisai, we're just taking every word of Tosfos and trying to analyze why he did it. We're taking all the Yisaitis of everything we learned and everything we built and now applying it to just learn a Tosfos properly. So I asked the question, why is it necessary that when Tosfos presents the Kasha from Pei Vav, that it has to be that it's Muchach Mitochel? Zok the Stipler, perhaps one could suggest that if you want to develop that Eidi Chasimel are now going to act as Eidi Mesira, however you slice it, whether it's through a pop-up or through Anand Sadi, perhaps the only way you can create such a reality, Tosfos held, was if you have the whole facts of the story and what the get is corresponding to. Meaning the Muchach Mitocho and the clarity of the shtar, within the shtar, is what enables these chasimos to now what? To now act as Eidi Mesira. And were it not for the additional caveat of it being Muchach Mitocho, so Tosfos wouldn't have a kasha from that Gemara of why don't I have Eidi Chasima here that are acting as Eidi Mesira, because I could have said, oh, it's just because we don't have the ability to trigger that because we're missing the facts in the shtar. And the only way either to create a papa or to create that Anand Sadi was through what? That other caveat of Muchach Mitocho. So Zok the Stipler, Tosfos is not marketing here. Tosfos is not just campaigning his shita in general that I happen to hold, Bein L'Rebbe Meir, Bein L'Rebbe Lozer, that every shtar has to be Muchach Mitocho. Tosfos is very specific here. He's saying, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me the reason why I can't rely on the Eidei Chasima over here is because there's something mechusar over here that doesn't allow the Eidei Chasima to have the significance that they usually do, that they can become the Eidei Mesira. Why is that? Because there's no clarity in the get. On that, the Stipler says, Tosfos says, and by the way, the shtar was Meshulashim. The shtar had a simon. The shtar had everything that it needed in order for it to take off. And memela, the Eidei Chasima become the Eidei Mesira. Now that, Pshat and the Stipler is actually saying that the Havona in the Rif is like the Ran and not like the Ramban. So that's contradicting what I'm saying in the next, in what I just said in terms of the Kasha of Tosfos. Yeah, well, Oren.
Can you say again why Oh,
before this stipler. What I said was is that the Ran, I was thinking, that the Ran would have a defense from that Gemara, that in the world of understanding, in classic Eidei Mesira, you're assuming in the Gemara Peivav that Rabbi Elazar is lacking something. So then that will be true also when those Eidei Mesira are coming out either through an Anan Sadi or through a pop-up shot through the Eidei Chasima. So even if you hold that Rabbi Elazar is nachis to Eidei Chasima, within the Ram's chat, you're not going to have a Gemara, kasha from the Gemara and Peivav, I would say. Because these Eidei Chasima are not Eidei Chasima Karsi. They're Eidei Chasima that transform into Eidei Mesira. So I was suggesting that you would need everything that classic Eidei Mesira needs. So therefore the Gemara is the Loka Rabbi Elazar. Even if I would accept that we could rely on Eidei Chasima. What? Because those Eidei Chasima are just turning into Eidei Mesira. So Memela, the Gemara can make sense. And I was suggesting that Tosis that had a Kasha, perhaps he was learned. Yeah.
Wouldn't it still be a Kasha, like, why didn't the Gemara, according to the Ran, if, like, Tosis say to the Ran, if you say that it would work on Peivav,
yeah,
why did the Gemara only say that the Gemara
is
going
to... The answer is, because even according to what I'm suggesting, that Eidei Chasima become Eidei Mesira, but they're no better than Eidei Mesira. At the end of the day, there's just one track, Eidei Mesira Karsi.
Yeah, but this Gemara is like a case where you see a difference in how the Eidei Mesira work and how the Eidei Chasima and the Eidei Mesira work.
And I'm saying that, according to Rabbi Elazar, no matter what the case is, if the Eidei Mesira come out of signatures or the Eidei Mesira were physically standing there and never signed anything. At the end of the day, they're Eidei Mesira. According to the Ram,
but it's still
Eidei Mesira Karsi. So Eidei Mesira Karsi has a certain mahalach.
Yeah, but the problem of Eidei Mesira in this Gemara only applies to the classic form of Eidei Mesira.
Why? That's what I was assuming now. Why are you saying that?
Because the problem is that the Eidei Mesira don't know which get is going to, so they don't see which Mesira is the right Mesira.
But the Eidei Chasima don't know either.
But they don't have to because...
That's not true. No, now you're making two tracks. Now you're making two tracks. That's against what the Ran said. The Ran said, don't sell me your two tracks. I do not approve of two tracks. It makes no sense, and then you should never have a split in Shtaros. So he's building that all works the same.
It's not two tracks, though. He's saying...
You're making a difference.
There obviously is a difference between how the Eidei Mesira work and how the Eidei Chasima
work. I don't think so. I don't think so. All the Ran thinks is that I'm just making a presumption, or I'm having a pop-up shot, that I can now, through Chasima, create Eidei Mesira. But if you ask me, how does it get work? The answer is very simple. Three words. Eidei Mesira Karsi. Right? Three words. Not like Biden said yesterday. Three words. Two words. Made in America.
But when you move
Mamish, I'm not lying.
When you move the Eidei Mesira into the Eidei Chasima, then in this case, that actually makes a very big difference.
What?
In this case, on Peivav, it actually makes a very big difference.
I'm masking to you. I understand what you're doing. I'm just saying you can't do that.
Why not?
Because the Ran told us that they work the same way. So whatever you're going to say for one, you're going to have to say for the other. I got what you're doing. You're now taking the Ran's words and saying, no, what if we say they work differently? Because the Ran said not to do that.
It's still a question that's like the Ram within this first question. Because by this case of two victims, each going to each woman, I don't have the Ram agenda. Because what each woman is going to introduce both gets practically doesn't make sense.
Right, that's what I said. So,
that means that first question is going according to the Ram, not just according to the Ram.
Wait, the first question?
First question, for the two kids in the mixed up.
Yeah.
Then he said that's a question only according to the Ram.
Yeah, according to the Ramban, the Gemara makes sense that it can't work with the Rabbi Elazar. Because at the end of the day, whether it's through Anan Sadi, like the Tos, like you're saying, or it's through the pop-up shot, the other shot that we had in Iran, you are relying on Eidei Mesira. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Gemara doesn't make sense. That's the Gemara not making sense, is the Gemara making sense.
So when we said that...
Sorry if that made no sense, but he understood what I said. Yeah.
So for Peivav... The answer for the riff through the Ran that because they pop up.
That's what I thought. because you're understanding that it's all ultimately at the end of the day Eidei Mesira. So who cares how you got to the Eidei Mesira? At the end of the day, the klolim of Eidei Mesira are going to work.
I get that, but when the Gemara says it's not like
Rabbi Lazar, that's because Rabbi Lazar holds Eidei Mesira Karsi, and Eidei Mesira need to see. That's it. And that is true even if it's coming. Those Eidei Mesira are emanating out of signatures. That's what the Ron's telling you. So the Gemara reads well. That's what he's confused also with. The Gemara, the Lo Karab Lazar is what we want. Why is it the Lo Karab Lazar? That was the Kasha of Toisus. The answer is because you misunderstood the Rif Shita. That's only existing according to the Ron. If you understand like the Mohammeds, like the Ramban, so now the Gemara is schwer because you have a new track and Rabbi Lazar is really holding a Rabbi Meir and he has an alternate shot, so then Tosus has a good Kasha. So I was saying Tosus Kasha makes more sense Lefi the Ramban. But how does the Ramban answer that Gemara? Look at the Rechidush from the Ramban. He has a new shot in the Gemara, like we just said. Yeah, exactly.
Right, but then, so we're just saying once the Eidim pop up or wherever they become Eidim Asira, now, once they're Eidei Mesira, they then have to then go see it.
Yeah, or virtually see it. Exactly. Good. Exactly. So that's a chesaron.
I mean, it's not enough to just sign again and give it, because
it is enough to sign again and get it. But halachically, we have to be able to. It has to be in a way that if there were Eidei Mesira there, you would have everything that Eidei Mesira physically would have. It's working through the mechanics of Eidei Mesira.
So on Peva, what?
Since it was confusing and it got mixed up, that would be problematic. Because there is no way to witness a direct Nesina from the Baal to the Megarish with the right get.
So it needs to be like a Yachol that there
is. Yeah, exactly.
In the Abim Ulam's shot.
Anan Sadi.
Anan Sadi. Going with the assumption that the way that works is that the Eidei Chasima show the verification of the get, like the Dasim style, or whatever, and then the Anan Sahadi is what takes it from the Baal to the Isha. So if that's the case, then why can't the Anan Sahadi work on Peva? Because the whole problem is the transfer.
Because if you had physical Eidei, Gemara is saying on Peva that that's not a good Re'iyas HaMaisa for the Eidei Mesira of Rabbi Lazar. That's what Gemara says, right?
Yeah.
The Eidei Mesira do not have what they need, correct? So my Anan Sadi cannot be any better than that. My Anan Sadi are just replacing those Eidei Mesira. Yes, Sam? Like nothing, yeah. So that's that. Now you're getting into tight waters. That's against the Nesivus, right? The Nesivus said that even if it's after the Chasima, that was Machlokes the Tzoyis of the Nesivus. When does it take effect? Does it take effect at the Shas Chasima, or does it take effect when you give it to the woman's hands? That was going to be.
So it seems like
Tosus is taking. So I thought that according to Reb Chaim actually and the Nesivus, I put them against the Tzoyis. And since it's not an Anan Sadi, it only kicks in once it's Nimsar for the Yadi Isha. Exactly. Yeah.
According to the Ron, we're saying that the whole shell to pop up. So the case of Pevav seems to kind of be a riot against that, because when the Eidim sign onto this get, they have no clue what's going to happen.
That's why the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Lazar, it doesn't work.
So
the Gemara just
is that what the Sefer saying that's
that? Wait. That's good, right? When a Gemara doesn't work according to Rabbi Lazar, that's a good thing.
Right.
That's what the Gemara says.
No, it must be that we don't know about the pop up show.
No, the Gemara says it doesn't work according to Rabbi Lazar. Therefore, I understand Rabbi Lazar in the correct way. If the Gemara says no to Rabbi Lazar, that means my understanding of Rabbi Lazar is correct.
Which is what?
This is what you guys are getting confused in, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara saying no to Rabbi Lazar is still an inference of what Rabbi Lazar's Shita is.
Right, so it's a riot against the Ron.
No, it's not. It's a riot to the Ron. Because the reason why it falls short in Rabbi Lazar is because Rabbi Lazar understands signing is no different than a pop-up. So it's no different than actual physical Eidei Mesira. That's a riot to the Ron.
They need to be able to see it.
They need to be able to see it, even if they sign.
But when they sign, we have no clue what's going to happen.
That's exactly why the Gemara is saying it's falls short. It's low Karab Lazar.
That should be every single case of
No, it's only when you are confused and there's another star, and it's two Yosef ben Shimon.
How are we supposed to know when that case is going to happen?
What?
The Edom sign into the get, they have no clue if it's going to be mixed up with somebody else's. They have no clue.
You're saying every star we should be worried about? In Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, you should be problematic. The Gemara says, no, the Gemara says that there's certain towns that you have other names and certain towns not. That's the answer. Yeah.
I think what you're asking is like, in the case of, let's say, even some of it, it's kind of like similar with the pop-up where it works retroactively.
No, I don't think so. No, that is not what the Ran's saying, Rabbi Say. You're now taking Rabbi Meir's Shita and now making it like the Ran. According to Rabbi Meir, I do not need Edom at the time of the Mesiris Haget. It's not what a star is. Once Edom signed, and it's clear, and if I need Mucho Mitocho, so it was Mucho Mitocho, the get is done. It wasn't passed over, it wasn't given. Great, that's Reb Chaim. It's a big Kiddush. According to the Ran, we're now taking that chasima and utilizing that. And taking it to the next stage. And creating a matzav of Gerushin through the signatures to make it as if those who signed it are actually there and present witnessing the Mesiris Haget. But what makes her divorced? What makes her divorced? What creates the shtar? The Mesira. Not the chasima.
How could they ever testify on the Mesira?
That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Either through an Anan Sadi, or if you're understanding like a pop-up, that we can now make we can now make an assumption through those that were chosmim, as long as there are no other problems of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon's, and there was no Taruvis, like the Gemara suggested.
How are we going to know that? Like, let's say a woman comes to the Beis Din with the get, how do we know?
Do you accept that the fact that the Gemara makes a distinction between towns that there were two Yosef ben Shimon's and there are no two Yosef ben Shimon's? The Gemara assumes that there's a difference. Okay? Rabbi Yisai, that's up to here in Tosfos. We just broke apart every word of Tosfos. But I just want to explain what we did, Rabbi Yisai. This is Torah. This is Geshmak. This is what it means to build and build and build and create mountains. This is what your life is. Okay? You're all at the beginning of this journey. But this is why Torah becomes so gravitating and so geshmak. Because now you realize the godless, that every line in every Tosis is Dairi Dairis of Gedolim analyzing and taking and building and clarifying. And that's what Chaim Lushner says, that every line of clarity, every time you substantiate something, you clarify something, you're actually making chidushim, and the Rabbi Shalom is kissing you on the keppel. That's what's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai. We took a Tosis that we thought meant nothing, that we thought we just sang like a quick non-Jewish song, like, hey, Rabbi Lozer, Shar Shtar Sanat, getting you, whatever it is. And now we understood what Tosis is going on, what he's bevarning, what he really means, what he's driving at. And what he's trying to contend against. Who's the riff? Who's the other opinion? How do you understand? What do you go through every raya according to and cheshvin everything? And we still have kashas. But that's the Tosfos, Rabbi Yisai. That's what I told you on Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yisai. That's a bomb. This is something that you want to go with the Rabbeinu Shalom with. This is Maseches Gittin right here. Rabbi Yisai, I'm stuck with one last kasha. Because even at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam takes it one step further. And Rabbeinu Tam says, V'oid rogu Rabbeinu Tam, Da'afilu Rabbi Meir, boy, Eidim b'shas nesinas haget. Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, everything we've been talking about is what? Is how the shtar works. Is it through Eidi Chasima, Eidi Zira? What's the story according to Rabbi Lozer? We paskin like. But says Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, you know, you're for sure going to have to get physical aid over here. Don't think you can like go easy on this one and like be a balabos that's an amaretz and just give the get without other people around. That's crazy. Why? Because this is a Dabar Sheba Erva. And Dabar Sheba Erva needs two aidim under the chuppah. Just like it needs to aid them under the chuppah for the kedushin, it needs to aid them under the nothing. When you're kicking her out of the house, when you're kicking her out of the chuppah, chevra. Od Rabbi Gav Rabbeinu Tam Loimer Da Filur a Meir Boi Aid them Mishas Nesinus Haget. The Ein Davar Shve Erva Pachas Mishnayim. The Chain Star Matnas Karka Ustar Mecher Shul Kinyan Karka. Vainal Raya, Emo Klumler Blazer, Meduish Lainas the Befaid. However, what about those other Edom? Her, that's going to be. That has nothing to do with what? A Blazer, a mayor, right? That's going to be according to everyone, right? It's Shem Tamar, everybody say. I want you guys to take a look at the sheet of the Rambam. We got some work to do, everybody say. Because you know what? I don't really understand something even more fundamental. Oren, according to Rabbi Meir, you still need physical Eidim? So what's with the Gemara? What'd you just say? Anyways, you're going to need physical Eidim. Ramir anyways needs Eidim Mesira.
That's not talking on the same level as the level that you need the Eidim.
What are you talking about?
They're just there.
What does that mean?
What? Bob is talking about what's Carson.
Zokter B'chaim. Beautiful. Zokter B'chaim. Even Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, that says Rabbi Meir, you need Eidim Kiyom, that's not what? Karsi, that's not a Shvuyei Shtara. So that won't need the dinim of Peivot, of clarity at the Shas Nesino. That you could have a lower level and say, at the end of the day, if I know a get went from this woman, because you gave both of them, that's fine. Because I witnessed and I perceived everything. So the dinim of the Eidus, for the Eidei Mesira, for Karsi, and for Ashruyei Shtara, are going to be different than the world of Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Nutam, of the Eidei Kiyom for the Dabar Shebe Erva that you're going to need in addition to the Eidei Chasim. Did everyone chap what they were saying? Meaning, even if I hold that I'm going to need physical Eidim there, I still can read the Gemara there on Peivov because I don't need the same level of clarity. Because all I have to do is I witness a get that went from one guy's hand to the next. I don't have to know which get corresponds to who. The Eidus L'kiyam HaDover is going to be different than the Eidus and the requirements of the Eidim of La Ashvuyei Shtara, of the Eidim Mesira, of the Eidim Chasima Karasi. That's what you have to say in Taisus Rabbi Sai, otherwise the Gemara makes no sense. I leave you off with one question, just to look at the Rambam Rabbi Sai, and then Amir Tzah Hashem, we will wrap up the entire sugya tomorrow, Mamish at the end of the day, and bring things full circle. I want to talk about the Rambam tomorrow. I want to talk about whether or not Ksav Yodo is relevant in Rav Lazar. And I want to go back to the story of Purim. Amir Tzah Hashem, Rabbi Sai, back to the Rashba and Tosfos, to demonstrate to you that every single sugya that we've been learning has been not independent, but getting us to a destination. And Amir Tzah Hashem, we can sing on Shabbos. Awashreinu mitochoken, manoim baraleinu. Awashreinu mitochoken, manoim baraleinu. Gemara and Pevo, and the Rambam, and the Avnei Miluim, and the Tzitzis Ivim. Ay, 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 ay. Come and sing the song. There's nothing better than this. We're part of a chain. I just want to connect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and this is the way. Ashreinu Matoy Chelkeinu.